And welcome back to Cottage Corner with your host, Marie. Thanks for joining me for a second episode. If you've been following the Cottage Corner Instagram account at cottagecorner_pod, you'll not be surprised to know that I'm absolutely thrilled to say my weather wishes have come true. The weather has warmed up a bit here in New York, and I've taken advantage of it already. I honestly am a bit scared that there will be another cold front and we'll be stuck inside again, though. Regardless, I was able to get out for a morning jog and then walk around Central Park for a bit today. I kind of forgot what an impact sunlight can have on my mood. I wouldn't go so far to say it's like a seasonal affective level, but I definitely gained some energy from time in the sun. I know COVID has and continues to do a number on people's mental and physical health, but regardless of whether you're at risk or you've been infected, I'm guessing sunshine and activity is probably a general desire for most people right now. What's actually kind of funny though is, you know, I've never been more happy than I am right now that I'm a naturally introverted person. I can't imagine being stuck inside, doing work all day without sunshine, not socializing, plus feeling drained from your lack of socialization. I can honestly go weeks without meeting up with a friend and pretty much be fine. Or maybe I actually am starting to feel it. I mean, why else am I here talking to myself in a microphone and researching cottagecore? Anyways, I'm glad you're here today and I'm excited to share some cottagecore culture with you. Today's episode will focus on one important aspect of cottage culture that I personally have been struggling with and attempting to engage more in. And that topic is plants and herbs and flowers and gardening. So I was very lucky to grow up in a wooded area with parents who enjoyed keeping up with a vegetable garden and grew plants in the front yard as well. So at the time when I was younger, I was not so eagerly gaining a fair amount of experience in the garden. I think people who know me personally might find it funny that I'm doing a podcast about culture so heavily related to nature, because I definitely did not have a reputation for being like a forest lover in the past. However, I've come to realize that I actually love nature. It's just that I hate certain bugs and reptiles. I am just weary of anything that could possibly disembowel and eat me. That's probably why my favorite part of nature is plants. Not only are they pretty harmless, although poisonous ones are definitely worth watching out for, but they also prove extremely useful for tea lovers, veggie eaters, and those interested in essential oils and natural healing aids. I know this is probably going to sound a bit ridiculous, but I feel like you could kind of call essential oils a gateway drug. Hear me out. First, it's some oils. Lavender for anxiety, some eucalyptus to get you going in the morning, maybe some lemon verbena to diffuse for a refreshing home aroma. Then you start buying herb-themed bath and body products. After reading all the believed benefits of these resources and products, you start to look for even more aesthetically pleasing ways to relax at night and feel connected to nature. Maybe you buy a few crystals, rose quartz because you have a bad love life, or you just gravitate towards people who don't show the same love and respect. Maybe some selenite and obsidian or onyx for general cleansing, protection, some sort of emotional shield. Next thing you know, you're wearing an amethyst necklace, reading tarot cards, and saging your space for good vibes. The spiral is real and it can happen real fast. Regardless, this sort of lifestyle is one that fits pretty well into the cottagecore aesthetic. I sometimes think that cottagecore is this meeting point between like granola hippies and academic liberal arts majors. If anybody is familiar with the dark academia or light academia aesthetic, something I honestly feel like I fall more into during the fall and winter time, that I feel like is also just kind of feeds into the cottagecore culture when spring and summer roll around. This cottagecore culture is like a romanticization of the agricultural life of people who are too soft and creative for the mainstream grind of urban and suburban society. However, I'm one to talk as someone who has moved to the city and is now actively romanticizing all the aspects of rural life. Side note, I use rural loosely since I'm actually from the natural state, but I grew up in a fairly good-sized city. But that's enough about me and essential oils. What I'm trying to say is that you smell some oils and eventually you start becoming more interested in herbs and plants and pretty much anything related to gardens. This is all well and good in a rural wooded area and maybe even in the suburbs, but here in the city, it can prove a bit of a challenge. In fact, I've found myself wanting to make several cottagecore inspired dishes and recipes, and I'm equally disappointed when I realize the fresh fruits and veggies and herbs it calls for will require a trek to the nearest grocery store. I should probably also take this time to admit that even if I had space and soil and the weather to grow a garden here, I currently have like a yellow thumb at best, and it'll take some practice and patience to even consider calling myself a gardener. So I'm starting small. Interfill the Brazilian philodendron. Even their introduction is already wrong. Phil is in fact not a philodendron, as I've recently learned. They are a pothos plant. Pothos? I have no idea how to say that. But you might also know this plant as devil's ivy. Honestly, I find growing a plant to be especially helpful in quarantine. Feels like a little friend I can talk to who lives in my apartment. And when I see I need to water fill, I'm also reminded to drink some water as well. So it's nice to take care of something as well as yourself. I also read that plants grow better when you speak to them. Hopefully my neighbor will not realize that I am in fact talking to a houseplant and think I am crazy. Regardless, Phil is thriving and I'm not doing too bad myself. Perhaps my confidence is prematurely heightened because I've been looking into adopting some siblings for Phil and possibly attempting to grow herbs outside of my apartment as well. In fact, I'm just going to share a few of the easiest herbs to grow, especially in city situations, with you now that I have kind of found in my research. So the top five are basil, lavender, parsley, rosemary, and thyme. I've also read that it may be possible to do mint as well. I will say I have one caveat about lavender and mint, which is, these are two of the three that I'd like to grow the most, but I did see some people say that lavender shrubs can get pretty wide, so it's best to start off with like a larger pot for its soil, just to make sure that you have enough space. In addition to this, my family actually grew some mint back at our old house, and it really just kind of grew and grew and grew. I'm sure regular pruning may help, but it was a bit much. I also have vivid memories of being told to trim the buds sprouting on the basil plants and sweating in fear as I tried to tell myself that the bees that linger around them constantly were more scared of me than I was of them. Actually, I'm sure that the bees couldn't have cared less about me. I, however, am now fond of bees. As long as we all mind our own beeswax, we'll be fine. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. You may be wondering how exactly these plants fit into the cottagecore theme beyond simple natural decor. Well, perhaps the best part of these little friends beyond their aesthetic and company is their flavor. It is said that nothing can taste as good as something you've prepared yourself, and that extends to veggies and herbs. In cottagecore, there is a celebration of the act of labor and craftsmanship that goes into daily life, such as baking. This labor often means cooking from scratch and using fresh, natural ingredients. Part of my interest in growing things like basil and rosemary comes from my wish to bake my own focaccia bread. Focaccia? I don't know. A type of warm, soft bread that's often seasoned with butter and herbs. The dough itself is actually similar to that of pizza, but you make little indents with your fingers and skip the tomato sauce when baking. Focaccia is not the only use for dough in cottagecore, though. You'll find cookies and cakes and sweetbreads as well. All the good things you could imagine your grandmother making. And now, it is time for the cottage. I just give a little life update and a more casual chat. Today I am drinking a loose leaf tea called Fruity Pebbles by Tiesta Tea. It's labeled as strawberry pineapple green tea, but it also contains mango, black tea, rose petals, and raspberry bits. And it's very delicious. I've always liked my tea and coffee a little sweet, so if you're the same, I would recommend it, but definitely don't think it's too sweet because, you know, I think one of the great things about tea is you can steep it for however long you need and you can sweeten it to taste. It also just has that aesthetically pleasing cottagecore look and feel thanks to the rosebuds and the natural vibe of loose leaf tea. I purchased it on Amazon, but I'm sure it's available elsewhere. What's also cool about it is that it's all natural, non-GMO, if that is important to you. Personally, I love that it limits waste with the reusable packaging and the fact that the company was founded, and I'm quoting from their website here, to focus on providing assistance to those facing economic hardship, increasing acceptance and awareness for those with special needs or disabilities, as well as providing clean, safe drinking water to villages of developing countries. That's a lot, but for example, the Clean Drinking Water Initiative takes the form of building wells in Nigerian farming villages, but I also know they're doing work in inner city areas of places like Chicago. This really does sound like a sponsor. I promise it is not. The only sponsorship in this episode that you're going to hear is from Anchor. I just thought I'd share more about why I'm drinking what I'm drinking. And perhaps the investment will help counteract whatever bad karma is coming my way from purchasing the tea on Amazon. Now that we've got our drink in hand, let's get into the chatting. So, in quarantine, it seems everyone has developed these quarantine hobbies to keep themselves engaged and sane. I've already had a few hobbies that I do purely for relaxation and enjoyment, such as guitar, oil painting, and reading. So I thought I'd try something not entirely new, but definitely that I hadn't revisited in a while. Basically, I decided to get back into baking. This is honestly actually a very mainstream choice, but it fits so nicely with the jewel-worthy and dazzling cottagecore recipes that I see posted on TikTok and other platforms. If you're not familiar with these, cottagecore tags are saturated with lavender cookies and strawberry cakes and fresh baked breads and brightly colored teas and swirling coffees. You'll often see these idyllic picnic settings with cute blankets and matching color schemes for all the items included. There's just something about a picnic that even I can't resist. Back in the beginning of lockdown, I was actually staying back home and my mother and I had a fair amount of outdoor picnics where we'd pick up some food, go for a walk, and then settle down in a grassy field to eat and read and get some work done. I genuinely think that that is a big part of what got me through the initial shock of lockdown, and I can't wait for more sunny days like those. Unfortunately, my homemade treats have not explored beyond the walls of my apartment here, and the only person that I'm really sharing them with is my partner. Regardless, they're definitely still worth making and have brought me joy on slow, rainy days. My most recent endeavor was a batch of fresh strawberry muffins with a buttermilk glaze. Check out the Cottage Corner Instagram page to get a peek. They looked just as good as they sound. I initially used a recipe that I found on Pinterest, but they didn't feel quite cottagecore enough, so I took some decorating and flavoring liberties. I added a bit of cinnamon sugar to the regular sugar, like replaced it with cinnamon sugar for a warmer taste. And I skipped the crumble topping from the recipe, and I just replaced it with halves of fresh cut strawberries and a homemade glaze, which I also found the recipe for on Pinterest, but glaze is such a simple thing that like, just search how to make a glaze. It really doesn't matter which recipe you use for that. If you don't have a sweet tooth like me, you may want to replace the glaze with like some whipped cream or something for something a little lighter. I'm sure they're delicious either way though. I'll actually be sharing the recipe on my Instagram story, so be sure to check that out if you are interested. So I think that's it for today. Usually I might go a little bit longer, but I think this episode is can be finished here. So I know this episode was focused on a little more things that were relevant to quarantine and those who are new to cottagecore, but hopefully you'll join me in the next episode. This is one that I'm particularly excited about because I think it gets at the heart of the cottagecore aesthetic. On this next episode, I hope you will join me as we travel through the woods, passing various types of mushrooms, frogs, and toads, and even a few mystical creatures, as we dive into the mythical forest themes of cottagecore here on Cottage Corner. Thanks for listening, have a great day, and I'll see you next time on Cottage Corner with your host, Marie. Bye!